A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Rainey, News Talk's courts correspondent.
So yesterday we had the opening address and we heard from some parents of the alleged victims. Another parent gave evidence today and the jurors were also shown a CCTV montage prepared by Gardaí.
Yeah, this was a 1-hour compilation. It was shown in full to the jury today and it included footage of the attack itself.
OK, let's get into it. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 3, The Suspect's Movements. Frank, the CCTV evidence took up most of the court's time today. But before that was called, the jury heard from another mother of one of the alleged victims. And again, we can't name her to protect the identity of her child.
Yeah, and she was called to give evidence in relation to her son, whose identity, as you say, is protected under law in these types of cases. He's almost 8 now, but back in November of 2023, he was 5 years old. And this witness was asked about that morning. She said she brought him to creche for about 8:30. She was working from home that day. And like the parents called yesterday to give evidence in relation to their children, other alleged victims, she said that she wouldn't expect to hear from the creche after dropping her child off. But she did that day. She took a call from her son's teacher in the early afternoon. She said the line was bad, the reception wasn't great, but it was clear that something had happened. She received another call then to let her know that her boy was okay, but that he had been taken to Crumlin Hospital. So she rushed there. She actually arrived before the ambulances even got there. And when they did arrive, she said she met her son in the back of one of them. He was with a Garda who had given him his phone to watch some cartoons on. And he was then brought into the hospital. The doctors and nurses clearly aware of what was unfolding that afternoon. They were expecting them. And she told the jury her son, after being examined by one of the doctors, had a wound on his neck, which was treated with paper stitches. And she said his clothes, a tracksuit and a coat, were taken away by Gardaí. She said that her boy was given a fleece in hospital and she picked up a change of clothes before they went home. She was cross-examined by Mr. Bushakar's barrister and under cross-examination, she said that she couldn't remember the doctor telling her that the wound was superficial, but she didn't question it when she was told that that was something that she had said in her statement to Gardaí.
Once she had finished giving her evidence, the child then moved into a different aspect of the case. A detective from the Garda mapping section was called. He prepared maps with a colleague of his and the jurors were given copies of those today.
Yeah, he visited a number of locations in Dublin city centre. He then prepared 2 maps for the trial. The first location map is of central Dublin with a black dot in the middle of it, bordering Parnell Street, Gardner Street Upper and Dorset Street. That'll mean nothing to anyone unfamiliar with the streets of Dublin. But within that triangle, the jury was told you can see Parnell Square East, where the alleged attack is said to have happened, as well as Parnell Square West and North. The second map then is essentially a zoomed in version of the areas within that black box, if that makes sense. 8 CCTV cameras were circled in blue on this map. 3 bus stops on Parnell Square East have a green circle around them. And the jury may, from time to time, as the trial goes on, be asked to refer to those maps. So that was the first exhibit of this trial, 2 location maps.
The next witness called was also a Garda, Garda John Heatherton. He's attached to the CCTV investigation unit at Mountjoy Garda Station, and it was his job to secure any relevant footage and download it. And that evidence took up the rest of the court's time today.
Yeah, Garda Heatherton spent most of the day in the witness box. He told the jury that he was made aware of a serious incident on Parnell Square East at about 2 o'clock on the afternoon in question. And he said that upon receiving that information, he made his way down there with a colleague of his. And once there, he described the scene. He said he saw a number of ambulances and fire brigades. There were paramedics there too, treating several people. He then gave evidence of knocking on the doors of various businesses in the area, including a nearby English language school, various bars and hotels, a Garda office on O'Connell Street, the ILAC shopping centre and Dublin Bus, to name but a few. A total of 49 CCTV exhibits were downloaded, and the jury heard the clips showed what the Gardaí believe to be the suspect's movements before and during the attack on Parnell Square East.
Yeah, so these 49 clips, which were taken from 18 different locations, were then whittled down into a one-hour compilation by another investigating Garda. The clips were organised into five separate folders based on different locations from where it was believed the suspect moved around over the course of the morning before arriving on Parnell Square East in the afternoon.
Yeah, and the jurors were handed a timeline document that was prepared ahead of this trial to, I suppose, assist them with the chronology of events on the day in question. And I should say they were told none of the footage had been altered. The compilation that was presented to them today was created solely for ease of viewing in court, and any timing discrepancies between various CCTV systems had been identified and corrected where necessary. And the judge, the presiding judge in this case, is Mr. Justice Tony Hunt. He also addressed the jurors on the CCTV evidence. And in general terms, he said they would have access to that footage in the jury room. And he then remarked that CCTV often benefits from being watched more than once.
And with that, the compilation was then played in full for the jury.
Yeah, it was. And it begins just after 11 o'clock on the morning of the 23rd of November 2023. And the first clip appears to show a man leaving a bedroom in a hostel on Little Britain Street. This man is wearing a black cap, a black jacket, jeans, a backpack. And the footage marks the beginning of the movements shown to the jury that morning. The man then travels through the ILAC shopping centre, where he's seen meeting other men, sitting briefly in a cafe area, and later appearing to go through some paper documents, some of which he appears in the footage to rip up and throw away. The footage then appears to show him returning to the hostel before leaving again shortly before midday, this time wheeling a suitcase. Before that, he was seen leaving the room and throwing a pair of shoes or runners into a bin that was located in the corridor of that hostel. And after leaving, he then makes his way, according to the footage, towards Talbot Street, where he is seen to enter a building. He appears to speak with several men in that building before leaving at 26 minutes past 12. And as he does so, he's seen moving downstairs, holding a phone in his hand. The footage appears to show him turning right after leaving that building and continuing in the direction of O'Connell Street. Footage from several cameras, including a nearby spar, a Garda office and Murray's Bar, appears to show him continuing north on O'Connell Street. And during this section, the jury saw clips in which he appears to interact briefly with other men, appears to interact with two women, stops at one point and looks at his phone.
And just by way of a time check, Frank, this would have been roughly an hour before the alleged attack.
Yeah, that's right. So the alleged attack on Parnell Square East is said to have happened a little after 1:30 that afternoon. And from around 12:30, the CCTV focuses on this man's movements around O'Connell Street, Rutland Place and Delphin English School, which is located close to Parnell Square. Jurors saw footage which appears to show him repeatedly moving around the rear and the front of Delphin English School, entering the backyard twice, briefly entering the building itself, standing in nearby laneways and appearing in the footage to wait in that particular area. At around 1 o'clock that afternoon then, the jury saw footage which appears to show him walking behind a group of school children as they made their way past the language school. And the final section showed footage from Parnell Square East between 1:32 p.m. and 1:35 p.m., where the man appears to stand at a bus stop outside a school, holding a bag to his front before moving towards another group of children.
And the jurors were then shown CCTV of the attack itself.
Yes, they were. And that was the final clip played as part of that compilation. It was played and then replayed in slow motion and zoomed in. And we have to be very careful in terms of what we say about that footage and our reportage of it, because what I saw in that footage is irrelevant. It's up to the jury to decide what's relevant from it, from what they saw today, and what weight, if any, they should give it. The only assistance that was given to them by way of a narrative was when the prosecuting barrister said to them before it was played that they would see a man in the top left-hand side of the screen standing at the bus stop for 1 minute and 40 seconds before moving towards the group of children. As I say, that clip was then played and replayed without any further narration.
And with that, the second day of evidence came to an end. The trial will resume tomorrow morning when the defence will be given an opportunity to cross-examine the Garda witness in relation to the CCTV evidence. But as always, they're under no obligation to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's up to the prosecution to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Riyad Bushkir, as we know, has pleaded not guilty to all 8 charges he faces, and he is entitled to a presumption of innocence. So it's another 11:30 start tomorrow morning.
And we'll be back tomorrow evening to bring you the latest evidence. But that's it for episode 3 of All Rise, the Riyad Bushkir trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riyad Bushkir trial, a News Talk original podcast, was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore. Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.